Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, here we go in 3, 2, 1. What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Sports Medicine Broadcast, a podcast to promote and improve your practice as an athletic trainer. We are live at SWATA 2023. I am in the exhibit hall. I'm talking to Keith Shireman. Right now, we are in Arlington, Texas. But for 2024, SWATA is going to Hot Springs.
Going to be in Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Hot Springs, Arkansas. And so we just want to kind of give you a heads up, maybe give you a reason to go to Hot Springs. So, Keith, what have you seen right here in Arlington that you like for SWATA?
Well, we've had the opportunity to go around and talk to a lot of the attendees, talk to the vendors, and try to encourage them to come to SWATA and Hot Springs next year. We're going to be in a beautiful place, three lakes, lots of places to play golf, to hike, run, fish, biking, trail, whatever you name it. They love the opportunity to be able to get outside. Of course, the temperature now is preventing us from getting outside to do that here, but we're going to have a beautiful vacation spot. If you'd like to bring your family, we encourage all the attendees to try to come up there for that. It's a great opportunity to get away. We're going to be inviting some of the surrounding states, Oklahoma, Missouri, Louisiana, and Mississippi Athletic Trainers Associations, invite their members to come up. So we're looking forward to a great meeting. It's been a while since SWATA has been to Arkansas. They previously were supposed to come in 20 when COVID happened, of course. Of course, that stopped that, so we had to backtrack a little bit until we could get to this.
Fantastic. Hey, so you talked a lot about the situation there in Arkansas. You know, you're going to be in Hot Springs. Obviously, like you said, it's a vacation spot, Hot Springs, the natural springs, those kind of things. I know I've heard stories of SWATA being in, I think, in Louisiana, and they served this, like, gigantic plate of meat as the meal for the party or something like that. So as the president of Arkansas Athletic Trainers Association, do you have anything, any special things, Arkansas-themed things planned for the event in SWATA?
Well, though it's still in the planning stages right now. It's going to be there at the convention center. Plenty of room, a lot bigger than what we see right here in Arlington. More vendor space, hopefully more vendors. We're trying to encourage some more vendors that we've talked to, that we actually had at our state meeting, and, of course, the vendors here, and try to expand this and make this so big that we hope to have this as the biggest SWATA meeting that there has been.
All right, I saw recently that this is the largest attended state meeting. Do you know anything about that?
From what I understand, there have been 1,100 registrants here for SWATA, and I think according to David Traylor, that there's probably been at least a couple of hundred more that have just walked up and just registered today. So I don't have a final count on that, but hopefully we'll have that before the end of the day.
Okay, so you're currently working at Cabot High School, working as part of the sports medicine team. How close to Hot Springs are you?
From us, it's probably about 30 minutes from Cabot. So if you're thinking of coming up, hopefully we invite everyone to come up to SWATA for Hot Springs next year. You can fly into the airport at Little Rock from Dallas. Easy access, and it's only about 40 to 45 minutes from Little Rock in a vehicle.
All right, so what are some of the other things that you enjoy about coming to SWATA?
Oh, I love coming to SWATA to interact with a lot of the Texas folks and a lot of folks that I have been able to come in contact with through social media, like yourself, and get to meet them in person. There's just so many different people from Texas. We all share the same likes and dislikes as athletic trainers, so it's great to meet them face-to-face, and at the same time, we get to see a lot of great topics and presentations that are presented during this week.
So recently, I went to Bentonville, Arkansas, where we went to the Walmart Museum, and in Rogers, Arkansas, which is they have the Daisy BB Gun Museum.
Mm-hmm.
So, like you said, that's like, what, 30 minutes? You said 30, 45 minutes maybe from where Spot is going to be?
Bentonville?
Yeah.
Bentonville from Hot Springs?
Yeah.
That's probably about 4 hours, I think, from there. So it's a little bit further than, what you're thinking.
Okay. Well, anyways, if you ever get to go to Bentonville, it is really cool going to the Walmart Museum, the little town, you know, being from a bigger city, the small town, the field, just is really cool, really neat. But definitely make a road trip out of it if you're going to go there and enjoy just the different scenery. What else do you feel like we should know about SWATA being in Arkansas next year?
When you come to SWATA, there's going to be plenty of places to eat. That's always been, you know, when we go to, whether it be a state meeting or we go to a national meeting, we always look for the best places to eat. There are plenty of places for folks to go eat in Hot Springs. Plenty of things to do, along with what I had mentioned previously. There are also the bathhouses, the national park. So you have plenty of things to do. If you want to come a few days before or after SWATA and hang around, beautiful opportunities to see the lakes, the beautiful scenery. It's not flat. There's plenty of greenery around there for you to the sun. At least the temperature will not be as severe as it is right now in Texas. So,
is there any place in Hot Springs where you're like, if I'm going there, I need to eat at this place?
Oh, there's so many different places. If I had one of my colleagues here that's on the executive board with me, she actually lives there. She could tell you the exact places to go for that. But she always suggests quite a few places, so I couldn't pinpoint one in particular.
All right. What about any of the different bathhouses? That's something I'm interested in. We just haven't been to Hot Springs yet. And so do you have any input, any insider information on which one might be best?
To be honest with you, I have not been to one of those myself, so I couldn't give you the correct information for that. Heidi could give you the best information about that since she lives there, though.
All right. So what if somebody wants to reach out to Heidi in, you know, tweet or text, or maybe not text her, but Twitter or Instagram or something like that? What's going to be the best way to get that information?
Well, we're going to have actually, once we're still in the planning stages for next year for the meeting, we'll have all that information. I promise you we'll have places to go and things to do. We'll have lots of suggestions for you and lots of information, contact numbers, you name it. We'll have it all for you.
All right. And so if you want to reach out to Keith and you want to talk to Keith then on Instagram, Twitter, what do you think is the best way to get hold of you?
Probably the best way is through either Twitter or Facebook.
And it's Keith MXATC. All one word, mm-hmm. No underscores. So Keith, KEITH, MX for motocross. Talked to Keith on the podcast maybe 7 years ago.
I think it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something like that. It was a while ago about, you know, being a motocross athletic trainer. And we've interacted several times. I know in SWATA in Houston where you received an award for saving a life. We had talked briefly about that. So Keith, a longtime listener, fan, participant of the Sports Medicine Broadcast, but he's going to be hosting a great show in SWATA in Arkansas in 2024. So if you got any questions, you can reach out to him that way. You can connect with us there. And he was just telling me that he wanted me to come out there, and so I'll have to check all those details and see, but it may be another opportunity for you to connect with me and the Sports Medicine Broadcast at a live event if you're going to be at SWATA 2024. Keith, anything else that you care to share?
Like I said, we'll have more information as after this meeting is over with. We'll go in the planning stages of having everything done and connecting with a lot of the SWATA folks to make sure that they're welcome and make sure that all of our athletic trainers that are coming, all of our colleagues, that they're welcome too, that they'll enjoy and have a good time. They'll be glad they came.
Fantastic. Keith Sherman, Sports Medicine Broadcast, live at SWATA 2023 in Arlington, Texas. Thanks to Val Hairston for inviting me and having me out here. We're live in the Billy Pickard Exhibit Hall, and that is a wrap.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pile-ups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? the federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.